You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Well, on a day that investors have lost nearly 3 lakh crore rupees and Nifty has given up the 11,000 mark and the Sensex has been down 530 points, it kind of seems not appropriate to say good evening, but I will still say that because manners are everything. A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. All those big headlines that I just spoke about will be the ones that we'll be following. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Well, after the dramatic week we've seen the past week, it continues to be another day of high drama on the Lal Street. It was, of course, a day that completely belonged to the bears. The bulls had no chance. The Sensex ended over 500 points lower. More importantly, the Nifty gave up the 11,000 mark and closed below this key psychological level. The sell-off was largely seen among financials, particularly NBFCs, that is non-banking financial companies, which weighed big on the indices. Investors seem to be concerned about liquidity issues, particularly in the housing finance companies, that is HFCs. The likes of HDFC and Indiabulls Housing Finance were trading lower. Additionally, macros also made investors wary as crude prices touched the $80 per barrel mark. An effect was seen on oil marketing companies, that is OMCs, as well as aviation companies. A weaker rupee also added to the street's woes, with the currency trading at 72.64 against the American dollar. This, however, boosted IT stocks, with Infosys, TCS, Wipro and HCL Tech, among others, gaining big. There was selling across a majority of sectors, with deep cuts seen among banks, auto, FMCG, metals and pharmaceuticals. Together, like I said earlier, investors lost as much as 3 lakh crore rupees during the session as a fallout of this bearish move. The opening minutes witnessed a reverse trade as benchmarks rose in the first few minutes, but selling in banks in the first 10 minutes of trade ensured that both the Sensex and the Nifty gave up all of their gains and traded in the red. However, a further sell-off among NBFCs pushed the indices lower into the red zone. Sentiment was also dented, with mid-caps as well as auto names taking a big hit as well. At the close of market hours, the Sensex closed down 536.58 points or 1.46% at 36,305.02, while the Nifty was down 175.7 points or 1.58% to close at 10,967.4, about 30 points lower than the key psychological level of 11,000. The market breadth was negative as 543 shares advanced against a decline of as many as four times as that. 2,092 shares declined while 161 remained unchanged. TCS and Coal India were the top gainers today, while HDFC, Mahindra & Mahindra, Eicher Motors and Indiabulls Housing lost the most. As usual, on the second part of the podcast, we take stock of some stocks that made all the news. Shares of Cipla closed 1.5% lower, even after it received US FDA nod to generic version of Albenza, which is a drug used to treat worm infections, albendazole being the pharmaceutical component. Lakshmi Vilas Bank recovered from low points and ended higher after it declared that it has some exposure to ILNFS, which is currently standard. Jet Airways closed over 6% lower amid reports that TPG Capital, Blackstone have submitted bids for Jet's stake in Jet Privilege. Shares of REC and PFC ended lower by 1-7% amid reports that the former may buy government stake in PFC, that is REC might buy government stake in PFC for 12,000 crore rupees. NTPC, that is National Thermal Power Corporation, is believed to be buying government stake in SJVN for 8,000 crore rupees. Among other stocks that were buzzing in trade, jewellery stocks, with the likes of PC Jeweller rising on report that the government could rule out raising tariffs on gold imports. Ramco Systems rose 4% after it received an order for Ramco Aviation Suite from Advanced Global Resources. MEP Infra declined around 5% even as it resumed toll collection for light vehicles at Mulund Toll Plaza. Among other stocks that made some news today, quality shares locked in 5% lower circuit after the company withdrew QIP issue. ITD Cementation India's share price rallied 4% on bagging two orders which are valued at 845 crore rupees. And finally, aviation companies' share prices fell 4-7% and oil marketing companies dipped 1-3% as Brent crude futures, which is the international benchmark for oil prices, climbed above the $80 a barrel mark. turning to Dalal Street equivalents from the rest of the world, as is the norm with us on the third part of the podcast, we turn straight to Europe, which have been trading lower, European stocks that is, as investors digested the implementation of import tariffs, which were announced by both the US and China, the two biggest economies in the world. The pan-European stocks 600 is currently down 0.29%, trading at 383.18. Britain's FTSE 100 down 0.16%, Germany's DAX down 0.33%, France's CAC down 0.2% as I speak. Meanwhile, markets in Australia and Hong Kong were broadly negative as well amid kicking in of fresh tariffs which were announced by US and China. ASX 200 of Australia closed 0.12% lower at 6,186.9. Well, a lot of factors contributing to what we saw on Dalal Street today. Will these factors continue? Will the RBI and SEBI's intervention saying they will be monitoring all the events on Dalal Street more closely bring some respite to Dalal Street? We'll, of course, keep a track of all of these things as we come back in tomorrow with a morning walk down Dalal Street, as well as some stocks for you to pick. And, of course, on moneycontrol.com, you will be getting all the latest information you need from the worlds of business and finance. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us. And do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.